Good morning, everyone. It is such an honor to be with you all today as we celebrate some truly wonderful accomplishments. I want to congratulate and commend the other women receiving this great honor today as well. I would also like to thank Mary Wisenhand, as well as the members of the 2017 committee, Cheryl Wisenhand, Beth Coonan, Rachel Hunt Russian, Emily Duong, and Sarah Bowman for this incredible honor. You know, growing up on a farm in rural southwest Iowa, my mother always taught me and my siblings that with hard work, the sky was the limit when it came to the difference we could make in our community and even around our world. So I kept my head down, worked hard in school and in our community. Like others here today, I was fortunate to attend Iowa State University. And in between my freshman and sophomore year, I was able to attend an agricultural exchange in Ukraine when it was still part of the former Soviet Union. The Iowa students and I lived on a collective farm for a number of weeks. In the evening, when the community members came together, we did not talk about agricultural practices like I anticipated. Rather, the Ukrainians wanted to hear what it was like to be free, to be an American. On the flight back home, I thought a lot about those discussions and how fortunate Americans are to enjoy these freedoms that we too often take for granted. It was then that I realized I needed to do my part to defend and preserve our freedom. It was that realization that led me to the decision to serve in the military as a way to give back to our great nation. As a company commander in Iraq and as a battalion commander, I often spoke with my young soldiers about the four pillars or guiding principles I strive for and encourage them to strive for as well. They include assuming risk, leadership, service to your community and to your nation, and last and probably most important to me, an attitude of gratefulness. These pillars ultimately helped guide me to my decision to become involved in another form of public service, local government. I began in my hometown as Montgomery County Auditor and later was encouraged by my dear friend, Kim Reynolds, to run for the state Senate seat she was vacating. It was because of her faith in me and that of my friends and family that I ran and was elected to serve in the Iowa State Senate and then the U.S. Senate. Today, I am fortunate to call that same encouraging friend our first female governor. Thank you, Kim. Having the opportunity to serve our great state in the Senate has given me the chance to work on both sides of the aisle with many of my female colleagues, from Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer to Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. While no one will agree with each other 100% of the time on the issues, I have found that often women are able to put politics aside, have an open and frank conversation, and work together to find the best path forward. Whether it's at the local, state, or the national level, we must encourage and support future generations, these young women, to be a part of the process. I look forward to seeing all that is in store for our great state, our wonderful, wonderful nation, and our world under the leadership of these great generations yet to come. Thank you again for this honor today. God bless all of you. God bless the great state of Iowa. And of course, God bless these great United States of America. Thank you.